today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she would submit a supplemental spending plan to the legislature. That means she's throwing her budget priorities back to Republican lawmakers after reworking and vetoing parts of the budget that they sent to her. Here is Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey reacting to Whitmer's supplemental plan.
I'm afraid that the budget is done now, you know, and so I think we should go back to the table and start talking about what's next for Michigan and for the legislature's priorities and so forth and her priorities, but the budget is essentially done.
Well, here to talk more about her spending plan and this budget going forward is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor, welcome.
Thank you, Cynthia. Glad to be with you.
We just heard from Senator Shirkey. Republican leaders say they're done negotiating. The budget process is over. What do you say to that?
Well, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is we still have a lot of work left to do. I think it's important that we put our differences aside and get serious about mending some of the glaring holes that are in the budget that impact public safety. We're talking about people's lives, and we're talking about hundreds of state employees who may not be able to continue doing the work that they're doing if the budget stands as it currently is. And so I think it's important for everyone that we get back to the table and negotiate. Supplementals are always in order and always a part of ongoing decision-making, and so it is absolutely the right time and the right thing to get started.
But you say that, and he said, we're done. So what's the way forward through that impasse?
Well, we've got a lot of work yet to do, and while he said we're done with the budget, we're always going to continue to have ongoing conversations in the form of policy, in the form of supplementals. And so I don't think that changes anything. I've invited the legislative leaders over for a quadrant meeting tomorrow, and all four of them will be joining me, and we're going to talk about where we go from here. But as I said, we are all Michiganders. We need to be focused on public safety and health and welfare. And that's precisely what I am, what I took my oath of office to do and what I am focused on.
What would your supplemental budget look like? What isn't being funded right now that you want to see get attention and get money?
So, Cynthia, in order to cobble together the talking point road plan that they created, they stole $400 million from various parts of the budget. They pretended that there were fund balances to replace those dollars. They misused restricted funds and tried to lapse work projects. All of this sounds like, gobbledygook to your listeners, I'm sure. But it's a phony budget. And it's also that they could have a talking point about $400 million going into roads, which we know is only going to pave 39 miles of roads in a state that has 55,000 that need to be rebuilt. It only rebuilds 4 bridges in a state with over 1,000 bridges that needs to be rebuilt. And so it was not a real infrastructure plan, but it came at a great cost. Over $45 million to the Department of Corrections, which means we'd have to close a couple of prisons to absorb that. We'd have to stop monitoring sex offenders and drunk drivers. These are the real-life public safety consequences of this budget that they built, and that's what we've got to get serious about mending.
But there were some surprises in your vetoes, autism program funding and money for PFAS cleanup at municipal airports and rural hospitals, and, of course, a lot of focus on Pure Michigan. The list was long. Governor, what message were you sending and to whom with those vetoes?
Well, the message that I'm sending is to the people of Michigan that as your governor, I'm going to do everything in my power to protect the public safety, health, and welfare. I love Pure Michigan just like the next person does. But the fact of the matter is, instead of having 4,000 drunk drivers and sex offenders go unmonitored, I'd rather spend money doing that than on an ad campaign. Can we do both? Absolutely. And it means that it's time for the legislature to get back to the table so that we can meet both needs.
But, we look at autism program funding, charter schools, so that those are things that hit people right in their hearts.
It is, and you know what? These are things that I funded in the budget that I introduced 7 months ago. Unfortunately, the legislature started stealing money from places in the budget that it didn't really exist, and so I had to make tough choices to make it all balance. These programs are things that I've always long supported. so long as they don't create holes in critical functions in state government, I think that we can continue to do that. But that's what the supplemental process is for.
And as you've made very clear that the Republican plan for fixing the roads with the one-time spending was a shell game, and they say you vetoed the money you said you wanted for roads. So people want to know where will the negotiations go for road funding? Where does this leave things?
Well, I can tell you, when I said we're going to fix the damn roads throughout the campaign, it resonated with people because we know that our infrastructure is crumbling, and it costs us. It costs us in the form of new wheels, new shocks, new rims, new windshields. And this phony road plan that they put on my desk is the same kind of gimmick that got us in this mess in the first place. That's what I ran against. So I did my job in putting a real solution on the table. No one else in Lansing has countered with a real alternative. And until they do, we're going to continue to see this kind of mess. And that's precisely why I think it's incumbent on every leader to drop the partisanship and get back to the table and negotiate so that we can improve lives for the people of our state and protect the public health and safety and welfare.
In fact, we're going to be hearing later in this program from Congress members Dingell and Upton, each side of the aisle, about gridlock. And here we are with this gridlock over the state budget. What can you and your Republican colleagues do to prove to people that our state government is functional and the leaders they elected can work together?
Well, I'm going to continue building bridges, literally and figuratively. I have reached out to the Republican leadership in Michigan to try to make sure that we address the infrastructure crisis, that our children in third grade are reading, not 50th in the country as we are right now, and ensure that we close the skills gap. These are nonpartisan issues that I've always led on and that we're going to continue to lead on in hopes that they get serious about finding some common ground and do some good for everyone in the state.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And here to help us understand where this back and forth leaves us is Shayna Roth, reporter with the Michigan Public Radio Network. So, Shayna, you were listening to the governor. What do you think of what she's saying about where things stand?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to really see in the long run where all of this goes, because right now she's been saying the sort of the same things that some Republican leaders are also saying, which is, you know, this has been a contentious cycle. We're going to try and move on. We're ready to work together. Let's negotiate. But I mean, this was just such a long fought battle, and both sides really said that the other wasn't working with them. Where this leaves them on other priorities and a potential, you know, supplemental or some other type of chipping away at what was vetoed and, you know, sort of reorganizing that money, we really just don't know if they're going to be able to come together, because some Republican leaders are saying that, you know, they're a little bit, it sounds like they're a little bit gun shy about sending something to her desk for fear that she's just going to veto it again.
But, you know, here we have Senator Shirky saying he's done. But do you think the appetite will be there amongst the GOP to revisit funding for some of these priorities like autism programs or PFAS cleanup?
It might be, particularly given, like, I know everybody's really worked up about the Pure Michigan thing. I mean, that's really something that hits, especially the House Republicans. A lot of them are in the Upper Peninsula and in Northern Michigan, which really likes the Pure Michigan campaign. So they might, but on the other hand, when it comes time for elections again, they are able to point to the governor and say she is the one that vetoed these. We tried to put money towards them and she vetoed them, and we weren't able to work with her after that. So, I mean, it's kind of a toss-up on whether or not they're going to try really hard to try and get some of these things back. I will point out that Shirky had said that, you know, if the governor comes forward and says that she made a mistake with her veto pen, that he would be willing to consider those sort of reversing those individual line item vetoes. But it's very tricky.
It feels like kind of a tense game of budget poker.
Yes,
with
indeed.
Cards and chips on the table. How are House and Senate Democrats reacting to all of this back and forth? Her party.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be a little bit similar. What's interesting is that Governor Whitmer announced that this supplemental bill that she wants to put together, that she has a lawmaker in mind to shepherd it through the legislature. Obviously, she can't write bills, but that would be Senator Curtis Hertel. And the Senate Democrats have been much more united behind the governor. They all voted against that K through 12 school aid budget, whereas a lot of House Democrats voted in favor of it and actually sort of worked with Republicans to get some things in there. So it seems like she's still got all of her Senate Democrats. They're still very much in a line with her and behind her. Where the House Democrats stand is a little bit more amorphous. I think it depends more on each individual Democrat at this point.
Shana Roth, you have been covering politics for a few years now. What
yes.
is the temperature like in Lansing? Are things as tense as it seems from the outside?
It is a little tense. At least you would expect it. Yes and no. On the one hand, that's the thing. Like it's odd because you talk to some lawmakers, and a lot of Republicans are very almost blasé about it. They're like, yeah, no, we tried, we did our thing, let's move on. And then on other things, they're getting a little bit worked up about it. So it just depends on what room you're in.
Michigan Radio's Shana Roth from Lansing. As always, Shana, thank you so very much.
Thank you.